Blog Talk Radio.
OG Sundays.
Hey, it's not OG Sundays. My bad. It's Flashback Fridays, man. I'm G Lou from the G Lou Show. Blog Talk Radio. I'm joined by Queen Jean. Check this out. Tonight, we have a very special show planned for you guys. It is the Versus Edition Part 6. And tonight's episode will feature Marvin Gaye, represented by Queen Jean, versus the legendary Curtis Mayfield. This is a battle of the soul, people. So I love to do these, you know, we've been doing this kind of like the last month or so. And I'm loving that we're doing these because it exposes people to certain types of music, not certain types of music, because the verses and the people we feature, you already know. But we try to play you some different songs that you may not have heard as well. So you get to love the artist and maybe get insight on different music they've done. And we talk about the artist and just give love. You know, and it's giving their flowers. A lot of them, some are here, some are not, unfortunately. Like tonight's features, Marvin Gaye and Curtis, they are no longer here, but their music lives on. And we want to hip them to people who don't know about their music as well. So this is a great Versus. I'm glad to be here. I'm G. Lou from the G. Lou Show. Like I said, I'll be joined by Queen Jean, and we're going to have a great show tonight. I'm going to let a few more people get in here before we get started, but thank you again for joining us. Our sponsor for the evening is BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan and the crew, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Mix, D.D. Harrison, author, producer, publisher, theglushow.com, where you can go to the website and get all the music, past episodes, and merchandise. We have shirts available as well. Also, streetlevelclothing.com, where you can get the OG golf hats. That being said, kick back, enjoy this ride we're about to take you on. I'm going to wait for Queen Jean to get in here. We're going to introduce our features for the evening, and we're going to have a great show. So just kick back and enjoy the ride. Flashback Fridays, the G Lou Show, G Lou, Queen Jean. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. G-Lou, Queen Jean, Flashback Fridays versus Part 6. Hold on a second. Queen Jean is here. Queen Jean.
Yes. My apologies, okay. G-Lou. I apologize.
Okay.
For being tardy for
okay,
Elephant
we can't get the show
tonight.
Started without Queen Jean.
I was having a conversation. My apologies. What's happening?
Hey, man, I'm really excited. I was just letting people know, you know, I'm glad we've been doing this. I've been excited about a lot of them, you know, some, you know, but this one I'm excited about for some reason, because it's, first of all, it's beautiful music. Second of all, like, it's a challenge because you don't know, most of the time we do these verses, like, except for the first couple, I always, like, go off Queen Jean. Queen Jean will give me her spill first. And it's crazy because I don't know, I let her do that, but then when she does it, she comes with the most. Like, she be like, damn, she is not playing fair every time. So, again, when she gives me her choice for this one, Marvin Gaye, you know, I'm always playing it cool. Like, all right, Queen, yeah. Text her, yeah. I'll be like, God damn, Queen. So it's like she put me on a mission. I'm like, man, what can I, like, you don't even know. Like, I'm like, who the fuck can I come at with Marvin Gaye? Like, and it's a few that come to mind. Like, it's a few I tossed up. I'm not going to lie, Al Green and all these. And though Al Green is great. But certain stuff has to match up right. You know what I mean? And Al Green was there. I'm not going to lie. But I was tossing up this other one. I said, nah. Because, see, I was like, nah, I thought Al Green would be the choice because he's more popular. To some, but when I thought of this other guy, I would like it matches up as far as the passion, the soul, you know, with the stuff they were talking about and what was going on during them times in them 70s. And it's just like, I gotta do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, my choice, as you already know, Queen Jean's is Marvin Gaye, the legendary, great, classic. I don't know what else you can say about Marvin, but her choice is Marvin Gaye for the evening. And my choice, I thought it was only right to do it, was the legendary, in case y'all do not know, Curtis Mother Effing Mayfield, man.
Great choice.
Curtis Mayfield. Come on now. It's a battle of the soul, Queen.
Right. It is. It's literally the battle of the soul. It's the music, which is the good music, because you not only are the lyrics there, but you get to hear the instruments. You get to feel what these brothers were feeling when they were singing these songs, while they were writing these songs. You can feel it. So it's classic. You know, we got two great artists tonight, two great artists. And Curtis Mayfield just happens to be one of my favorite artists as well. You know, I love my old school joints, and Curtis Mayfield is actually really one of my favorite artists.
Yeah.
So salute to you.
Thank you, Queen. And like I just said again, it's the spill, because I like to spill why we chose the artist and all that. And like I said again, because I chose Curtis, because it was a toss-up, I'm not going to lie. And originally it was Al, but I just thought really for the title and the vibe and the when you really break down what these guys are saying. Because Marvin, don't get me wrong, is a soul man, and definitely speaks for the ladies. And so many, he can go around the world with it. But really, people love Marvin for really what the stuff he was saying, to want a deeper tip. You know, Marvin, that's when he found himself, when he just started really just talking that real shit. You know, so I just thought this artist I picked matched that along with the soul. So all that talk is cool. Like, again, we're just telling you why we picked our artist. I told you why I picked Curtis. Why did you pick Marvin, Queen, if I may ask? Because some of your songs are different as well, that the people may not know and reflect different times, because Marvin goes back, you know, we're talking 60s and stuff, not only 70s. So tell us why you picked Marvin, Queen.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye actually helped shape the sound of Motown in the 1960s. You know, like I said, I just love old school music. I come from a large family, so I have my siblings who are much older than myself. So being, you know, the younger child, they listened to the old school joints. Not only that, my mom and dad, you know, they played old school music all the time. We grew up on, like, the Al Green, the Isaac Hayes, the Billy Paul, the Nina Simone,
right.
Sam Cooke, the Otis Redding. So this is just music that I'm used to. But Marvin Gaye, when he came into himself, it was like, wow, Marvin Gaye, just like from the 60s, you know, he's just right. he's just a hell of an artist.
I actually lived
around the corner. Yeah, prolific is what I was going to say. From where he got killed at, I actually lived around the corner at the time where he got killed. So it was like, wow.
Yeah.
You know,
was that on
April Fool's Day? In West Adams area, yeah. Exactly. And when they said he got murdered, Hedges got shot. I was in Compton then, and my brother came out, and he was like, Marvin Gaye just got killed by his daddy. We was like, man, get out of here with that April Fool's joke. But then we heard it on KJLH, and that was
the confirmation.
Yeah,
they were talking about it
right
on the radio.
There.
I remember.
That's yeah.
I heard it. They
yeah.
said it may have been KJLH. They did say it on the radio. I remember that. Wow.
Yeah. So, but I just love Marvin Gaye's music. He's a crooner. He got some sexy, saucy songs. They're to some people they're very sexual, but they're my type. It's my type of music because I'm a romantic at heart.
Mm.
I love romance. I love love. You know, so Marvin Gaye would always be, you know, my choice. So we can get it going whenever you're ready.
Well, come on in. Since we're talking about Marvin, let's go ahead and get it started, Queen. Let's start off with some Marvin Gaye. Tell me what you want to start this show off with, Queen.
I want to start off with this.
Oh, we. That's how you feel, Queen? Verses 6, Marvin Gaye.
Happy Sunday morning. Feeling good out here, looking good. Rolling on a beautiful Sunday morning, as y'all can see. What? You know your boy do his thing on a Sunday morning. Going through sign early in the morning. Get up on Sunday morning, go and do God. Get your life right. It's all good and gravy. Joy comes in the morning, all who've had a bad night. Hello! That day, that morning, I first saw you on the world. Passing by, I
want it. Hey man, that's my homeboy Cubone, man. It's not Sunday, but we were trying to give a shout out to OG Sundays. And make sure you tune in on Sundays to OG Sundays with me, Queen Jean, Flossie B, Hank Norman. Flossie said he might tap in tonight because he got a Marvin Gaye request. Shout out to Flossie B, Hank Norman. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM. Hey, man, it went down last night on Tweed Show, man. I was a special guest, and, man, I'm sorry. I had to serve him up with the homie Rick. Hey, man, I'm just sorry, man. I don't mean to talk no shit, Tweed, but, man, I'm sorry, homie, you know. Maybe next time,
you
bro.
You did that. I couldn't even call in because I didn't want to be like, Oh yeah, you, and I know you're tuning in, Tweed, listen, Melody, but he did that, you know what I'm saying. I didn't want to tune in because I didn't want you to be like, oh yeah, 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 you know, so you know when you love that good soul, you know, sexy music, that's what happened, you know. Boosie has some Boozilla stuff there, but no, you did that, so again, salute to the G, you know, to G.
I had to represent for the G Luke show. He thought he was going to bully me on his show. I'm like, no way. So,
what do you say? Tweed said, oh, you want to do that? Yeah, yeah. He's going to press that one.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Tweed. I had to talk my shit. I'm going to talk my shit, man. You know what I mean? But check this out. We continue on with this Versus Part 6. Cool. Queen Jean came out the gate. Marvin Gaye. That's who she is representing tonight. And I am representing the sounds, legacy, soul culture of the legendary Curtis Mother Effin' Mayfield, man. I'm going to kick it off like this, Queen Jean. Let's go.
Oh.
That's how I started mine off. We are in Versus Part 6. Marvin Gaye, Curtis Mayfield, Queen Jean, G. Lou. What we got next, Queen?
Ain't that peculiar? Ain't that peculiar, wait, baby?
She's going to take you back to the essence. When she plays this type of
take
stuff,
you back,
she's
to the,
you
essence.
Back to the essence of Marvin Gaye. Let's go.
Wow. Honey, but still I'm crazy about you. Stay away too long and I can't do without you. Every chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. makes my love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love grow from pain? Make me blue. It's the doggone shame. My love for you makes all your lies be true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do the lies make my love stronger?
Okay. Ain't that peculiar? Queen, see, tell us now, okay, again. We spoke about it, but, you know, when you pick these songs, because, see, this brings people back to the essence, and youngsters and people, even older people may not know all about Marvin. They know about such and such and such and such, but that ain't that peculiar. Break that down, Queen.
Okay, that song right there takes me back to our Berkeley family, backyard boogie cookouts. You know, the old school cookouts where you had that little charcoal, you know, you throwing that charcoal in there, and it was just like, you know, the bobby socks, the ankle socks, it was skinny right. Pants out back then, you know, in the fro.
they weren't like that, they
cut.
Just were fitted. They were
fitted. They were
fitted.
Yeah, the cravatis cuts, the women with the big fros, you know, it was some daishikis, the big beads. It was just, that was my family. That's where I come from. And that song right there just took me back to a Berkeley backyard cookout where we was little, but we was in the mix. You know, we was only allowed to be over there on the little cement area. Why the adults were able to be out on the grassy area just doing their thing. So that's what Marvin Gaye takes me to with that part of Marvin Gaye, those songs. So we just had a ball with it, you know.
Great. And we just want to give people a visual of what we know when we play these songs. So that you've taken us back, like you said, and that's great. So I hope you're enjoying this, people. Versus Part 6, Queen Jean G. Lou, Marvin Gaye versus Curtis May. Let me take you back like this right here for you people who may not know about Curtis. You may have heard this song. You may have heard somebody like Mary J. sample it and all that. But this is Curtis Mayfield, man. Let's go.
Oh, wait.
Don't try to understand. Too much after this. I wanna be the man. I know there is some risk. Don't wanna see selfishly a broken hearted. Should always be you for me and me for you. We two loving through. Hey baby,
sexy dancing lady.
That's my second pick, I believe, second or third. That's my second pick, Curtis Mayfield, man. You know, again, you know, we just want to hip you to some cool stuff. So that's another cool one by Curtis right there. Queen Jean is up next. I think we're on number three, Queen.
Yes, we're on number three. That was a great selection right there, really great selection. Yes, we're on number three. And my number three is Come Live With Me, Angel. That's a sexy song.
Ooh. Okay. Here we go. Queen Jean's pick. Classic.
Thank you.
that's a sexy song. It is, Queen. That's you know, but Marvin. Marvin was a croner. He like, you know, that's what I'm saying. Marvin was like, ladies definitely love Marvin. I can say that. And Marvin was that guy. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. He was that guy. Man. Now, see, I didn't even want to go there, but now you got me in that vibe. Like, I gotta come back with something. You know what I mean? And you know, so you got
come
me
on,
feeling
transfer
some type
that
of way,
energy.
Queen. Okay.
Transfer
okay.
That
well,
energy.
Let me check this out. Okay.
Yes.
Verses 6, D. Lil Queen Teen, Curtis Mayfield against Marvin Gaye. What up, everybody?
Don't worry about the rest.
and feel so in love. I had to transfer the energy back to Queen because she touched me with Marvin Gaye, so I had to come back. And vibe is flowing. The love is flowing. It's the battle of the soul tonight. Curtis Mayfield versus Marvin Gaye. G Lou Show, Queen Jean, what do you got for me?
That was the joint right there. Yeah, I got What's Going On. That is a classic. What's Going On?
Okay. Queen Jean's pick, number 5.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love and here today. Oh, pick it light and pick it fast. Punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
Oh, right on.
Simply cause our hair is long. Oh, you know we've got to find a way. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it back and pick it back. Don't punish me for brutality. Come on, talk to me.
I was mistaken. I said number 5. That is Queen Jean's number 4 pick, Marvin Gaye. What's going on, Queen Jean?
Yes, I love these choices that we have, both of us. I mean, it's like, whoa, I'm loving it.
Okay. Well, we'll check
like
it out. Before we continue on, and I do my number 4 pick, we got a caller out there. Let's go to the phone line.
Hi everyone! Hello. Happy Flashback Friday! It's me,
Marcy.
What's
going on,
Marcy? Man, I was just telling my loved one. I was just like, "You all are doing it. You all are just right now. This virtuous thing. This is like a perfect. You are the picks that you're picking. We're only on number 4, I had to comment. This my pick is Marvin Gaye. There's not going to be any ifs, ands, or buts. I've genuinely loved this artist since I was 8 years old. Genuinely.
Right, right.
And
right.
The cut that was just played that was going on, I had the album. And I could look through it and I could see the pictures, you know, of the Vietnam War. Well, that was way over, but it impacted me at that age. And then just getting older, my love for Marvin just grew. Troubled Man, no pun intended.
Mm.
Hopefully that's going to be on.
Yeah.
No pun intended, Troubled Man. But interesting fact about him also, that album, What's Going On, was completed in 8 whole days. You know,
wow.
Just a master of his craft, the trouble with Motown, the trouble with his love life, slightly might be on the R. Kelly side. I did a thesis paper on Marvin. That's how I just love this man. And
right.
I just salute you all. And Curtis Mayfield is a bomb as well. I will continue to research Marvin until I'm not here no more. I've had the pleasure of speaking with his sister once on KJLH. And, you know, just thank you all. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for picking him. Thank you for picking Curtis. And I'm here for the rest of it. But I had to say my piece. That's the song that brought me all to it. What's Going On?
Right.
Timeless. Mm. You know.
Wow.
Mother,
thank you,
far
Marcy.
Too many of you crying. You're welcome. I know I can't take up the time. But peace and love. Great show as usual to the listeners out there. Be safe out there in these streets. And take care. Love y'all.
Love you, cousin.
Thank you.
You're
that's
welcome.
Love right there. And see, again, that's why I love to do, like I was speaking on earlier, when we could do this and talk about the artist as well and get some history or feedback or see how people feel, just like how she told her spiel, she really loves Marvin Gaye. And, you know, a lot of us did, you know. So, again, it's just a great selection. You selected Queen, and I'm glad I chose Curtis so people can understand Curtis as well, you know. So let's continue on. I'm on my number four. This is number four or five?
Number four.
Okay, here we go. Let's go, people.
Shack on control, I'm told. Outside, a polluted air, and I didn't have to be here. You didn't have to love for me while I was just a nothing child. Why couldn't they just let me be, let me be, let me be, let me be? Yes, they do, Queen. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they just go hand in hand. Like, what's going on? And then Little Child Running Wild. I mean, those, that wordplay, them lyrics is just so cold. Like, ooh.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, now we're gonna break it down to the second half of the show. Queen is on, well, top of the bar. I don't know however you call it, but Queen is on her number five pick. Do I have that right, Queen?
Yes, we're on number five. And my number five is That's the Way Love Is. That's an old school one, too. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
How it is.
That's Queen G, number 5'6". Queen G, be over there jamming to that. Marvin Gaye. That's the way love is.
Man.
The phone line. That's the one, Queen.
That's the one, you know, because that still applies to today. That's the way love
okay.
is. It's here today
Check
and gone
this out.
Tomorrow.
Right, right. Let's go to the phone line, Queen.
Okay.
Caller, hello.
G. Lou.
Yeah, yay.
What's going on with you, man? You know, when I was a little kid, man, I used to be able to look at the album covers of Curtis Mayfield. You know, I used to look through them, and I used to be able to read the lyrics and everything because they used to have them in the album cover and everything.
Uh-huh.
You know, just like Gene's cousin Carl, you know. Same like her, you know. And so, you know, I used to look at him and put him on my wall and everything. And, you know, I had to, you know, Curtis Mayfield, you know, my favorite song is Freddy's Dead, you know what I'm saying? And I know you're going to play that one because, you know, Freddy's Dead is like, you know, you winning the verses, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I love you, Clean Gene. Hugs to you. You know, Curtis Mayfield was my favorite, you know, of all time, G. Lou. You know, he was my favorite, man.
Okay.
I read about him. I researched him and everything. You know, just like Queen Jean's cousin, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But, you know,
yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
man, Curtis Mayfield,
Stop
man, in the house, 50 push-ups, man. I don't want to hold up the
Damn
show, boy. You know, just like Queen Jean's cousin.
You a fool, man. Leave Queen Jean's cousin alone,
that, right?
man. Okay.
Right. Right? You sound like he just like, hey. What's happening with you, Ali? Go walk your dog.
He just teased you, Lou. He just
That's
it's
all good
because,
Ali, look,
Ali.
Because I'm Team G. Lou too tonight, but I got my
You know, I'm just over here walking dogs, feeding rabbits and dogs and cats, eating on some garlic. You know how I do it.
Oh, man. Much love, Ali.
Peace and love, Ali.
Peace. Let me take another caller. We have another caller on the bat line. Caller, hello.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
How are you today, ladies and gentlemen?
We got a lady. We got a gentleman and a lady, too, man. Come on now.
That's okay. Look, I'll put on my Stacey's and my khakis.
Yeah,
because
he heard you talking
biscuits.
Shit earlier.
I'll put on my biscuits, right. I'll
he
put
heard
on
you
my
talking
biscuits.
Shit earlier.
Oh, no, man. Oh, no, man. It was a great match.
He was talking about Ali.
I enjoyed myself tremendously, man. I just ran out of time, you know. That's what got me last night. I ran out of time. The shot clock went down on me. But, man, it was a great show, man. I had a ball.
It was a great
ball.
Show, yeah.
All I know is tonight, though, looks like I'm after ride with the Queen because that's the way love is. I used to skate off that song. That's the shit. But what I want to hear is Since I Had You. That's my Marvin Gaye song right there. That's
Since
the
I
one.
Had
yes. Yeah, that's the one. But anyway, man, we got another hour, man.
You got to discuss that with Queen Jean. For sure. And it's all good, man. And check this out. Since you said you Team Queen Jean, I'm going to hit you across the head like this right here, Tweet Cadillac. I know you just salty because I got at you last night, man. But we're going to keep this thing moving, man. Let's go with the party rocking player, G. Lou, in here. I got Curtis Mayfield.
Well, to keep on dying. Leaving me, you know it could hurt me. Make
Curtis Mayfield, Doo Wop is strong in here. Just to get the party started, you know, because Curtis can get funky too. You know, shout out to Queen Jean, my co-host is with me. Want to give a special shout out to the homie Michael Hooks, the legend himself, is tuning in. So we got to show love to him. Much love, Mike. Queen Jean. Oh, she's not in there. My bad, Queen. Queen Jean.
It's okay. Yeah. Shout out to Michael Hooks. You're right. Shout out to Michael Hooks. He's tuning in. That joint right there you just played. I'm telling you. That's why I told Ali, I'm Team Jean Lou tonight, too, because Curtis Mayfield is my favorite. So I know it sounds crazy, but hey, it is what it is. I love me some Curtis, too. Every joint you done played is like right on time. So let's move it right along because we're running short on time. We want to get our 10 in. Number six is Feel My Love Inside.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to mind this. Loving them in and out, wrong, right.
Okay, but check this out, Queen.
I'm listening. Oh.
That's
wow.
It.
A great big expression of happiness, boy, you couldn't miss. With a dozen roses, such would astound you. The joy of children laughing around you, these are the makings of you. It is true, the makings of you. The righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none, the love of all men. Should reflect some signs of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you. Righteous way to go, little one would know, or believe if I told them so. You're second to none,
love of all mankind should reflect some sign of these words I've tried to recite. They are close but not quite, almost impossible to do, reciting the makings of you.
Hey, Queen Jean, we are here. We're here for the whole service, so don't get nervous.
Man.
My number six.
That joint right there, man, that puts me in a zone. It's just like Zoom for me. It just puts me in a zone. Like, I shut down and tune in. You know what I'm saying? You know, I shut down, but I tune in. Like, wow.
Right.
My number seven is Inner City Blues. You know, that's like back in the days.
Right. This takes this right here. This is a whole visual, whole movie. This whole song.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, the Inner City Blues, huh, Queen? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's deep.
I know,
right? That goes deep.
Yeah.
That
goes very deep.
They're telling me don't get nervous. They told me don't get nervous, Queen. Damn. Yeah, she boom-bopped me right there. But, you know,
ain't no room for being nervous. We're doing this.
That part. Let me do it like this right here, Queen.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
wanna be a junkie, wow. Remember Fred is dead. We're all built up with progress, but sometimes I must confess, we can deal with rockets and dreams, but reality, what does it mean? Ain't nothing said. Cause Fred is dead.
Hold on 1 second. Slight technical difficulty. Okay.
That's so good.
Does it, baby?
Yeah. Run my back for me.
What do you want me to rock it, baby?
Right.
Okay.
Four.
Turn around.
Check it out, though. Why don't you put me on some music?
What you want to hear, baby?
I want to hear some of that old gangster shit.
Alright.
Damn! The fuck is that? Every time I'm chilling, somebody ringing my motherfucking door, baby.
You want me to get that for you?
Yeah, handle that shit, baby.
Alright, I'll be right back.
Hey, Snoop, what's going on, man?
What's up, G-Dog?
Oh, nothing. Trying to live between the sky and earth, man. Touching dirt nowhere, man.
Man, we got fucked up right about now, dog. I'm ready to get up off this game. I'm ready to get this shit up, man. The motherfucking long-ass, punk-ass bitches, suck-ass niggas. I can't take this shit no more, dog.
What? Man, you want to get out the game? Come on, man. You can smoke a pound of bud every day. You got a big screen TV, man. You want to give all this up? You got the dopest shit out on the street. Nigga, is you crazy? That's the American dream, nigga. Well, ain't it? Fool, you better come on in. Wait, hold up, nigga. Hey, nigga, I put $5 on the weed. You better quit fucking with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna go to my number eight pick. Where is it? Let me see. Yeah, let me do it like this right here. Curtis Mayfield, y'all.
Other side of town, out of bounds, to anybody who don't live around. I never learned to share or how to care. I never had no teachings about being fair. Depression is part of my mind. The sun never shines on the other side of town. The need here is always for more. There's nothing good in store on the other side of town. It's hard to do right in this filthy night. Just plain simple comfort is completely out of sight. My little sister, she hungry for bread to eat. My brother's hand-me-down shoes is now showing his feet. Ghetto blues shown on the news. All is well, but what the hell do they care? You across the track, completely relaxed. You take a warning fact. Don't you never come back. I'm from the other side of town, out of bounds to anybody who don't live around. I never learned to share or how to care. I never had no teachings about being fair. Depression is part of my mind. The sun never shines on the other side of town. The need here is always for more. There's nothing good in store on the other side of town. Oh, baby, it's hard to do right, you know, on the other side of town. This depression really got a hold on me.
Curtis Mayfield, Other Side of Town. Queen Jean is up next. Queen Jean.
Oh, my number nine pick. That was a cold cut right there. It's Got to Give It Up. That was a Soul Train. Yeah, that's a Soul Train line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Put that on. You
gonna give it up.
Yeah. Put that on. They're going to hit the dance floor and form that Soul Train line without even saying anything. It's just going to happen. That's what happened at our house parties anyway when we put it on. All
right. Okay. We got to come back to that one in a second. For some reason, that's not ready. Give me 1 minute on that. Let's go to the other pick, your next pick, and we'll come back to that. We'll round the block on that one.
Some you sure reason. Love to ball?
You sure love to ball. Okay.
Thank you.
This is my number 9 pick. Curtis Mayfield.
Call me Jesus. I wasn't right in that shit.
So I'm coming. Number 9.
Hey. That number 9 is the joint. That's the cut.
Okay. Talk to me now.
Yeah.
Talk to me now, Queen Jenny. Talk to me now.
I got
hey,
to get it up.
Night, y'all.
Yes,
yeah, for sure. And yeah, before we go to number 10, check it out. I mean, this... To me, like I told you at the beginning of the show, I was happy about this one. And great selection, great verses, well versed. And you know, I'm loving it. That's all I can say.
Yeah, Michael Hook said, we making him want to pull out his platforms and dust off his platforms and put his fro on and get back on the dance floor.
That's right. Shout out to the homie Michael Hook.
He's enjoying it too. So that's real cool, you know, because he's old school, legendary old school.
Right,
so
right.
To get
so
his
I know
approval.
He, exactly. So I know
yeah.
he appreciates that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Queen Jean, hit him with your number 10, Queen.
We got to give it up. Just get on the dance floor. If you at home, get on your dance floor, form your own Soul Train line and give it up.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
give it up. That's always classic, like, you know, like Queen put that on right now. You just want to get on the dance floor. That's always going to be the one. That's Queen's number 10 pick. Right in time, because we're about to end it. A couple minutes left. I'm going to play my number 10, and we're going to come back and wrap it up. But this is my number 10, Queen Jean, and all the people out there.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I've met many people over the years, and in my opinion, I have found that people are the same everywhere. They have the same fears, shed similar tears, dying so many years. The oppressed seems to have suffered the most in every continent, coast to coast. Now our lives are in the hands of the pusher man. We break it all down in hopes that you might understand how to protect yourself. Don't make no profit for the man. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see. My life's a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. I'm so glad I've got my own. So glad that I can see. My life's a natural high. The man can't put no thing on me. You're something kind of funny. How's a man take your money? He's shrewd as he can be. In such a way you'll never.
show is funky. I ain't no junkie. Hey, what a great way to end it. Gotta give it up. Nothing on me. Salute to the Most High. Everybody out there that's high, high on life. It's Friday night. You ain't got shit to do. So just kick back, man. But thank you all who joined us tonight. I'm going to let Queen Jean take us out of here. Thank you, Queen, for another wonderful, great verses again, for making me dig deep into my bag as well and challenging me. So another great one in the books. Thank you.
Yes, I truly enjoyed this verses. You came out with some great choices. Every last one of your songs were just great choices. And again, yes, thank you for everybody that tuned in. Shout out to Ali. Shout out to Marcy. Shout out to Tweed. And shout out to Michael Hooks, who's listening. He's been listening to the show. So thank you all. We appreciate your support. And everyone else that we don't know by name who has been listening. So thank you for tuning in, vibing with us, and feeling our energy. Have a great weekend, and listen to this. Oh, snaps. I'd rather say that. Live life to the fullest and focus on the positive. So whatever your life is to the fullest, live it that way, but focus on the positive. Live your life, live your truth, and stay solid.
Stay solid. That part right
stay
there.
Solid.
Always remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K, not E-E-K. So stick that in your brain, okay? But don't go a day without
stick it in there.
Thanking God for a day of life. Because every day you wake up and open your eyes, can move your fingers, can twitch your ears, can go to the restroom, walk, move your feet, clap, you know, whatever you do, you can do that because of God. So don't ever forget that. We love y'all. Peace and love. And check us out in the after hours. I'm going to be kicking it with the homie Jazzy, man. Great knowledge and history. I'm going to just tell you, tune in if you can to After Hours Live YouTube with me. And we'll see you guys Sunday. And shout out to Queen Jean. She's about to go on a trip. So everybody keep Queen Jean in your prayers, okay? We love y'all. We out of here.
Thank you.
Peace.
Peace.